Blog Talk Radio.
To the Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Bill. Tonight's show is all about everything we're grateful and strange coincidences. So if you have any stories, please give us a call. We are having a few connection problems tonight, so please bear with us. If you'd like to share with us any of your unusual stories, coincidences, or anything you want to follow up from previous shows that you've heard on the archive, please give us a call. Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. And kick back, relax, and please enjoy the show.
Well, I take what you pay, but I got to put you down for a while. But I got to put you down for a while. Well, you messed up my happy home, baby. Made me mistreat my only child. Baby.
It's the Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Nunu and Bill, and we're back. How are you doing, superhero?
Not too bad. I tell you what, as I've mentioned the past couple of shows, I got myself one of those parasite zappers.
Right.
And I actually do feel better for it. I feel like I'm not quite as tired as much. And I feel, you know, my eyesight's improved a bit, you know, so it was kind of blurred at a distance, and it does seem to have improved a bit. It's not 100% now, but I'm not sure whether it was linked to candida, because they have a problem with eating yeast products and that, but it does seem to be improving.
Good.
Or it could just be a placebo effect, and my body thinks, you know, I'm doing something. You know.
Speaking of the placebo effect,
yes.
What was that last episode of Darren Brown that we were watching? What was that called? Faith or Factor Faith or something?
Fear and faith.
Fear and faith. Yeah. If anybody out there, you know, in the UK, Darren Brown is a very popular hypnotist, and you can catch it on YouTube. In the United States, just look up Darren, D-E-R-R-E-N, Brown. And he's got some excellent shows that he's been doing.
Apocalypse show, that was freaking
awesome. Yeah,
that
was awesome. I don't really know that I like the ending, but it had to get tidied up. I mean, it couldn't turn into, you know, The Walking Dead or anything.
I mean, there's only so much a person can take. But don't give too much away. Mustn't give too much away in case people want to go away and watch that. But that's
yeah.
The fear and faith one was if people get a chance to watch that, it's about a drug. What is it called? Remiodin.
Remiodin.
Was the drug to give people
drug,
to get
right.
rid of fear and help people overcome their
anxieties,
phobias,
the
heights, and but it's weird. I'm not going to give too much away. You check that out. It's worth watching. It's good, and he's got plenty of other things on there. He does like magic, and he's done something. There was another one as well that he did recently, which is pretty amazing. But I can't remember what it was. It was something to do with a doll, like what they called a hand puppet man. Sounds like a song. Hand puppet man. What are they called?
A ventriloquist
doll kind of thing. Anyway.
Oh, the dummy.
But don't need to call me that. But you check him out, Devin Brown. He's got some, it wasn't on YouTube, some of the stuff that he did?
Yeah.
Is that where you watched it?
It's on YouTube.
So what's going on in the world at the moment?
Oh, you know, just all that madness going on over there in Palestine.
Yeah, Jerusalem getting bombed.
Yeah, that's just so sad.
Yeah.
I was eating my cereal and looking at that, and there was like people had to get out of their cars and crouch down, and it's just, I mean, it's the
civilians that are taking the worst hit, and always has been for years. Children and getting bombed, and these heroes in these drones, one-man drones flying over, bombing places. Those heroes sat somewhere in their cozy little...
Heroic places?
Yeah. Bombing places by remote control. Anyway, it's best we don't go there.
Yeah, I know.
I'll get annoyed about it. But, I'm talking about cereal. You mentioned cereal. There was somebody in the past couple of weeks who's sprinkling out his sugar-coated Shreddies or whatever he had, and out flopped a dead bat.
A bat into the bowl.
Yeah. Like a mummified dead bat flopped into the bowl. And
that would probably be delicious.
I suppose it would be better than getting no prize at all, right?
So nasty.
There'll be a photo online. It'll probably be on the news or something. It was about a week ago, so it was pretty recent. I was actually talking to somebody about the weird things that people have had in their food, you know, not to turn anybody off.
Food.
I hope nobody's eating. But as one I mentioned, was it last week's show where somebody had a bag of salad in this country and they had a 6-inch lizard crawling around inside it?
Yeah.
The best one, my favorite, is when a woman took her kid to McDonald's and she bought him some chicken nuggets and the kid had left one to one side. And it's like, are you going to eat that one? They were like, no, I don't want that one. I don't like the look of it. So the mum went, all right, well, I'll have that one, picked it up. And it was in the shape of a chicken's head. And it was a chicken's head McNugget. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
You need to have a look. Put in... into Google, McDonald's chicken head, and there it is, like this battered chicken head shaped nugget with beak and quiffy floppy bit on its head and everything.
That might be delicious in some countries.
I think she sued it. I know, yeah. A bit of beak.
A little beak.
Yeah.
Some countries may like that. Some countries don't get to get so picky about whether or not they have beak in their chicken nugget.
Yeah.
They even get chicken nuggets.
It's a delicacy in some places, I imagine. Is it Thailand where they eat, like, duck eggs with, like, the duck growing inside it? And
McMonkey.
You're supposed to be an aphrodisiac.
McMonkey.
Yeah.
McMonkey brain. My father was telling my mother about some police officer in the States that was arrested because he had been kidnapping women. He had kidnapped over like 100 women and ate them. And it's not funny. It's totally not funny.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's And the only thing that kept popping into my mind was, did he really have to eat people that badly? I mean, is it that delicious?
Well, some people get urges. There's somebody who was advertising recently. I saw, it was only about 2 days ago, who wanted somebody's blood, who wanted to drink somebody's blood now and then. They're looking for a volunteer because he was a vampire.
Looking for somebody to drink their blood.
But, to a certain extent, you ever walk past a butcher's and you've seen the raw steaks there and you think, you know, I could eat that right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, that's our animal instincts.
Sometimes I look at you and just want to drink your blood.
Not want to eat anything.
That's nuts, though. So, today's topic, one of the things that would be interesting for people to call in about, and our lines are open. The call-in number is 347-215-8421. If you have any questions or, you know, if there's anything that you want to talk about in regards to our topics are about the things that we're grateful for and also strange coincidences.
Yeah, I've got one or two. Not like totally amazing coincidences, but, you know, I'm sure there's many a time where there's been amazing coincidences, but there's been that many unusual things that's happened in my life that I need to write them all down and make an encyclopedia of it all. So maybe it'll come to me in another show, but there's about two things I can think of at the moment. You know, there's a couple online that I can share with us as well. Yeah, so we could do that probably after the next break or something, I presume. We can start, kick that off, you know.
Okay.
I noticed that you uploaded that picture of me on the scrolling pictures with that meerkat on my shoulder.
Yeah.
You know what's weird is because I was at my niece's birthday party, had all these animals. It was such a great opportunity, you know. I really enjoyed that because he had all these unusual animals there that you wouldn't normally get to handle. And the weird thing about it, there was a skunk there as well, and the skunk smelled 100 times better than what the meerkat did. This meerkat, you can see it on the picture, crawling around on my shoulder, and it was just, it did smell very strong and musty, and it was crawling on my head and that, but the skunk,
right.
I had hold of the skunk, I've got some photos of it on my Facebook page, actually, and it was like a soft toy. You know, if you imagine, it was just all floppy and didn't really care what I was doing with it. And it smelled fresh. But sometimes, some cases, they remove these scent glands, don't they? But,
right, they do.
But, yeah, that picture reminded me about that. And, of course, there was other things there, tarantulas and giant hissing cockroaches and some unusual cat, a rare cat, wild cat that had been borrowed from the London Zoo as well, which was crawling all over my face.
That was a good day.
It was. I got some good photos as well, you know. But
lots to be grateful for.
Everybody add me on Facebook, and you get to see the pictures.
That's another thing. Like our show, Broken Earth Radio Show on Facebook, always says that on Facebook because when we get to a certain amount of likes, we are going to give away a free 30-minute reading.
That's half an hour.
That's
a whole
half an hour
of
reading. To talk and talk and talk.
And have your darkest desires answered. No, wait a minute. That's not right.
That is totally not right.
That's totally wrong. That's not what I was meant to say.
Yeah, just any questions.
That's if you speak to me.
Or even things that you never, ever even thought that you'd ever want to think about.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I'm grateful for is being able to help people.
Right.
Every day.
Monotonously.
Being able to help people and assist people with the things that are very, very important to them. I am very grateful to have that and to have an outlet for that. And I'm grateful for, of course, my loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Very grateful for the loved ones. And, you know, I haven't been feeling too great lately, but I am grateful for the health that I have and, you know, the health that I will have. So having a you know, of course, regular old things, having a place to be and just, you know, a lot of things that I'm very grateful for.
Well, a lot of the time, like a couple of days ago, I get up in the morning and I seem to be grateful for certain things, you know, that can be taken as granted. Like a couple of days ago, I was grateful for my vision, you know. And a few days before, I was grateful for my hearing. It's just things that come to me, you know. I appreciate these things, because I know there's people out there which are worse off. I'm better off physically, and you know, and I, there's that saying, you don't know what you've got till it's gone, which I do believe is very true. You know, some things you don't appreciate until they've gone, like for sight, for example, you know. You might lose your sight one day and you think, wow, I didn't appreciate that as much as I could have done, or being able to walk, you know, just physical things. But I appreciate, you know, other little things in life, little moments, special times with people. And I appreciate the knowledge that I've gained over the years, but that's down to, see, knowledge is down to the individual. Be a lot of you got to seek out and get for yourself, so I guess there's only me to thank for that. And the people who give out the knowledge, I'm talking about alternative media knowledge, not the rubbish you get pumped full of on the, you know, searching for the truth. I'm grateful for the knowledge. And, you know, I think it's a double-edged sword, really, when it comes to knowledge, because I don't feel as I'm getting off subject here, as fearful of death because of information I've gained of spirituality and afterlife. But still, there's been times where I've gained knowledge and I felt like I've gone crazy because I didn't know what to believe, or I didn't want to believe that something was the truth because it was just so, how could this happen to us in this world, you know? But anyway, I'm going off subject there. What's next?
Well, I think we should take a little break. And if anyone wants to call in, remember the number to call is 347-215-8421. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. And our topic today, of course, is, you know, things that we're grateful for. And also we'll be talking about coincidences in a moment. But, you know, one of the things that I've been really thinking about lately is the way that we treat each other, the way that we treat people. The way we even treat things.
Yeah.
And, you know, just it's really important for us to treat people right. So
we can get into that a little bit more after the next break and touch on coincidences.
Okay.
And I've got some other stuff to share about, you know, which stuff is going to be affecting our health as well. So.
All right. Well, remember, this is Broken Earth Radio. If you want to give us a call, 347-215-8421.
when a friend brings a light on a cold silver night, you can stare your fate right into his hand.
Hi, My name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
And we're back. We're back.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I know I had a problem with the connection a couple
right.
minutes ago. But seems to be okay now.
Fingers right. crossed. So, yeah, we got to keep our fingers crossed, everybody. Remember, we are having some technical difficulties this evening. So, but if you want to give us a call, we're at 347-215-8421. You know, one of the things I think is really cool is how many people, you know, this show really does reach, you know, even
billions.
A lot of people listen to us in the archives on demand. So, you know, this show is for everyone.
Thousands.
Lots of people, a whole lot of people. So, but remember, if any of you guys want to call in now when the show is live, because that's when you get to talk to us, that's when you get your reading, the number to call is 347-215-8421. And today's topic, for the most part, is about, you know, giving thanks and also about coincidences. And, Bill, what do you have to share?
Well, with regards to coincidences.
Just whatever it is you want to share.
Well, you before we move on to coincidences, you were talking about treating people right.
Right.
But I also think it's not just people, but treating animals and nature right as well, because that's important. And you know, I find it difficult. I mean, with, you know, I get an insect or something in here, I can't just squish it, you know. I've got to scoop it up and throw it out of a high window. But you know what I mean? I can't.
So it has a long, hard fall.
Yeah. You have to go skydiving first. But I can't, like, you know, I see a lot of people, like a bug will be walking across the floor like a beetle and someone just tread on it. And it's like, well, why? Why have you done that? I don't understand. I find it difficult to swat flies as well. Unless it's really getting on my nerves, I might swat it a bit, but, you know, I wouldn't not squash it. Because everything's made up of the same kind of energy, you know.
Right.
The same kind of thing. It's got a right to live.
You know, I have problems with spiders. I'll just be honest with you. I do have issues with spiders.
Yeah, actually punch people in the face when the spiders are around.
I did not mean to do that.
But you laughed afterwards.
I was asleep.
Yeah. So was I, funnily enough.
Anyway, so ladybugs are my babies.
I've got one. I've had one in my cupboard for about 3 months now, hibernating. It crawled in there in the winter. Sorry.
Are you sure it's hibernating?
Yeah. It's upside down, you see. Not on its back, dead. I mean, it's clinging onto the top of the cupboard. You know what I mean?
It's asleep. It's on its back.
Yeah. It's got a pile of nuts in the corner.
There's, I have a lot of them.
Nuts?
They're ladybugs.
Right.
We
call them ladybirds.
I know.
I was just saying.
But I have a lot of them in my bathroom. They've passed on. They get swept away. And then I have some that come in and walk on the ceiling. There was one that took a shower with me yesterday.
Did it go down the drain?
No. just was hanging out on the shower. On the shower curtain.
I used to, when I was younger, I used to like get them and like put them in my car, to, like open the door and put it in the driver's seat and then push it around the track. And they'd have like a caravan that hooked onto the back of another car, and then I'd like have a snail in there riding it around, and then one day the snail, I shut the door on the caravan and something happened, I don't know, I woke up the next day and the snail had gone out somewhere in my bedroom. I had no idea where it went. Although I do tend to sleep with my mouth open.
Maybe that's why you need all those things and gadgets and things to get the critters out of you.
Yeah. Snails. Worldwithoutparasites.com.
What?
Worldwithoutparasites.com, if anybody's interested. You know, I mentioned the Zapper before.
I thought you said something totally different.
World Without Parasites.
World of Without
or
Parasites.
.org, I can't remember.
.org.
So, yeah. Did you have any coincidences you want to share, or did you want me to start us off?
All my coincidences are, like, only coincidental to me.
Right.
You know, they're things that only I really can appreciate, because whenever I try to share them with you, you're just like, whatever.
I don't say that.
You don't say it, but I smell it. I sense it.
So, you're not going to share any now?
Well, I'm going to, let's just talk about some that you have, and then maybe something will come up that I think is good.
What, my stories? So you'd be like, nah, that's bad, that's crap.
Pretty much.
I'm sure there's plenty and there's more profound ones than these two. But for example, I was in work at a certain place, working where I work with parts, part numbers all day, and I was kind of stood there, not much going on, and I heard somebody coming into our department. So I thought, oh, quick, I better look busy. I don't normally do that, but you know. So I just randomly typed any part number into the factory system, the availability system, and just went, da, 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 da. Oh, yes, yes. It didn't make it look like I was doing something. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I don't do anything at work. You know what I mean? It's just one of those days. I don't know. So, anyway, the person that came in, they came up to me and said, oh, can you tell me the availability? What I'm after is one of these rear lamp or whatever for said vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And went through with the chassis number, put it in, brought the part number up, and guess what part number it was? The part number that I'd typed into the factory availability screen, even before he'd asked it. Out of any part number I could have chose,
that's the one you picked.
That was the one that I'd already typed in on his way in.
And that's the kind of numbers I'm telling you that you need to be trying to play in the lottery.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I don't know, it's numbers and letters. It's kind of like...
Letters can be made into numbers if you look on the phone. You know?
Yeah. Sorry, I was just having a connection issue.
You know, years ago, I worked at a place, and it was a video store. And whenever I would have, like, we had inventory numbers that were on the boxes. And there was a woman who came in one day. And I was like, you know, the weirdest thing just happened to me. And she was like, what? And I said that, you know, somebody came up, brought me all these movies, and then the total was, like, whatever his total was like his change. Or what started happening was, if somebody brought a movie up, the number that was on the movie for the inventory was the same number as their total. Just weird stuff like that kept happening.
Right.
So I would tell her the numbers, and she would come in every Thursday because that's when we used to get new movies. And then she would also ask me if I saw any of those interesting numbers. Well, a couple of years went by because I worked there for a few years. And she said to me, she came to me one day, and she's like, I just wanted you to know that they finally finished building my house last week. And I was like, I didn't know you had a house being built. She goes, yeah. Every time you would, I would come in here and you would give me numbers, I would play those numbers. Where I was living, we didn't have a lottery, but they had an illegal lottery. And there was a guy who would come around to people's houses.
Now you've dropped her in it.
Well, anyway, she had built a house off of the numbers I was giving her.
Did she give you any money?
No, she would bring you a stupid sandwich every week.
Could at least let you. Remember, the show is all about being grateful and treating.
Thank you for my crummy sandwiches.
She could at least give you a room to stay in the house, you know.
Well, I really don't like everybody's food, and she would actually make sandwiches, not like pick me up a hamburger or a chicken sandwich or something.
I'd be grateful of any food. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, sorry. I thought the connection had gone again.
Oh, no, I was just very quiet.
Well, if you're there, just make weird noises just so I know you're there all the time.
That's it. Oh, I have another one. I have some more.
Okay, you on?
I'm on. That's not really, I guess that's, well, that's kind of coincidences, but the coincidences I've been experiencing lately, which are like I'll ask you a question, like that movie we wanted to watch. There was a movie that we wanted to see, and we were trying to figure out what it was.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, later on that night, because we couldn't remember what it was, later on that night, I was watching something on television, and it was the Russell Brand show.
Right.
And then I was talking to somebody about Katie Brand, about how hilarious she is and how, you know, Russell Brand and Katie Brand are so hilarious. And then the next day you said to me, oh, I know the name of that movie. It's called Branded.
Yeah.
Or the other day I have this game that I play, and I was telling myself, you know, whatever the next prize is, better be really good, because I'm really, really working this game to get this prize. And then I started thinking about the differences between rams and sheep. And I wondered, you know, just because I've heard some people call, you know, rams sheep. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, they're just sheep with horns, that sort of thing. And when I was downstairs, I was looking at my mother, because she's an Aries. You know, I was looking at her rams, and I was thinking about, like, I wonder if, you know, if Bill would like to have rams. You know what I mean? Just because you're both Aries. So anyway, the next day, when I was looking in my game prize box, it was a ram. And that happened the other day. So, I mean, these are little coincidences that are only really something to me. You know what I mean? But they're still, they're the way that the universe has a way of telling us what's up.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is coincidences, but also a synchronicity, I guess, is another way to explain these things, which might not be, you know, is another word. It might not seem like a coincidence, but synchronicity, which I've had a lot of recently. I can't think of anything specific because it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, well, I mean, just touch on this for a moment before I tell you about my other coincidence. It's the 1111 or 111 phenomena.
Right.
The amount, it's the times when I've seen it, sometimes I've just been like, right, there it is again, and there it is, you know. And it just keeps coming up, and it's just crazy. But there's other times where I've actually laughed because it's been that absurd.
Uh-huh.
That it has come up. But there's other times where I've actually been scared, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the chances of the number coming up or seeing it has actually scared me, because it's like it's there. It's like a presence saying, I'm here.
Right.
You know, my other coincidence that I can recall was I was out one night clubbing, partying, you know, and there was somebody at the club who was on Britain's Got Talent, who were doing really well. They're in the semi-finals and they called Signature.
Right.
I was queuing up to get their signature. There you go, it's my coincidence. I was queuing up to get their autograph. And they were called Signature, but I was queuing up to get their autograph just because, you know, they were there and I just happened to be walking past this area. It looked like a queue and I thought, there's only like two people here. I'll stand behind these people and see what happens, see where this queue leads to. Anyway, I had a flyer which were being given out advertising the fact that Signature were going to be at this club. And they were given out all over town. And so I had one and I got them to sign it and got a photo with them and put it in my pocket. Then after that, I went around town and, you know, walked a few miles to different, all together, you know, all different places. And got to one place and I realised that the flyer, the card thing that they'd signed had fallen out of my pocket. And I was like, I queued up for a whole 10 minutes to get that. You know what I mean? But, you know, yeah. They personalised it and it's just one of those things that, you know, and I was disappointed. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, we left this bar. I think we were going on our way home and there was all these leaflets, you know, that had been handed out, like the one that had been signed, scattered all over the floor. There was hundreds of them, especially in one area, and I was walking past and I was like, ugh. I just happened to glance down at my left foot and I saw this amongst all the flyers was a flyer that said, "To Bill."
Oh.
And I was like, what? I found it. There it is. Anyway, there it was, lying on the floor. Just happened to be walking past. Out of all these hundreds of flyers and locations that I could have walked past, and I had to look down at this certain moment, there it was. So, yeah. That was pretty coincidental.
Pretty awesome.
Coincidental.
Coincidental.
Yeah.
Coincidental.
Yeah.
Coincidental.
There was there's something actually I can read some of them out in a bit.
Okay.
Something I wanted to touch on was a spa team, actually. Just to warn people out there about a spa team.
Or aspartame to anybody who speaks American English.
Yeah, that's right. The E number is something like, I think it's E102 or E951. But it's not good for you. It's like a sugar alternative, like a...
Right.
What's the word? Sweetener. Artificial sweetener.
Right.
And there's scientific evidence that it can be very bad for you. And
right.
If you have a look on things, especially like fizzy drinks and, you know, and that, there's a majority of them have it in the like sugar-free stuff. Even the things that doesn't say sugar-free, it's still in there. There was actually somebody from the Alex Jones show, it went down an aisle in a supermarket to have a look at things that had aspartame in it, and every single item in that aisle had it in.
Yeah, it doesn't even need to have it in there, and it's in there.
Well, this is it. I mean, if you're going to have an artificial sweetener, have a look for stevia.
Right.
That's the one to go for. It's natural.
And it gives people headaches, and it's just not good.
There's a couple of people that have been identified. This is just a couple of cases that have been identified that aspartame has killed them. But it makes me wonder how many more are out there, how many more cases that haven't been identified as aspartame as the thing that's, you know, killed them, you know. And I was having a look on a website called Sweet Poison, and it gives you a list of the side effects of aspartame, with your eyes, your ears, such a long list here, and things it causes. But it is really worth avoiding because they tell pilots not to have anything with aspartame in it before they, you know, go on a flight, before they fly the plane.
Yeah, it can mess with your vision. It can give you migraines. You know, Chan was having really, really horrible headaches there for a while. And she was drinking Crystal Light. I mean, she believed in Crystal Light. She believed in it.
What is that?
There's a commercial for it here in the States that says, I believe in Crystal Light because I believe in me. That's the ad for it. That's the jingle. But anyway, it's a drink. It's like different flavors of stuff that it has, the aspartame and whatnot inside of it. Do you put it in your water to help you drink more water?
Right.
So any of those little containers of little drinksies, they would have something like that in it, I think. I have a little drinky thing, and it doesn't have the aspartame in it, but it does have other stuff inside of it that we probably really don't need.
There's a lot of energy drinks out there with such a long list of weird things in.
Yeah, it's sugar enhancers. I'm sorry, taste liquid water enhancers.
Like taurine and things that aren't good for you. Now, some of it's been rumored. Some of it's been rumored to be from bull semen. But I don't know how much truth is in that. Something related to taurine and that. And it's funny because, well, it's not really funny though, but if you put in details of some of the ingredients into Google, it'll bring up something like Wikipedia, and then it'll break it down and give you a link on a word that it says isn't contained in that ingredient. And if you click through the links, it'll take you back to something. You think, why are we even consuming this if it does this to you? You know what I mean?
Right.
It really is worth investigating, and just keep your eye out for aspartame. Maybe that's the posh way of saying it, aspartame. Maybe I'm saying it wrong, but, you know.
Well, you're so posh.
Yeah, that's right. So keep looking out for you, because it could be bad for your health, and it's well worth doing some more investigation into it. But, you know, I was surprised because, you know, I've recently been drinking Mountain Dew. This is an advertisement, by the way. I'm not plugging the word. But I was surprised at the amount of lack of ingredients in there. You know, there's nothing in there that I can tell on the bottle, what it's telling me on the bottle, that there's nothing there that's, you know, worries me.
Mountain Dew is made from NASCAR sweat.
Yummy.
Or is that Sun Drop? Sun Drop is just a southern Mountain Dew, as if Mountain Dew isn't southern enough.
Does that make me southern?
Yes. Whenever you say something and you sound American, it sounds southern.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because you've been hanging out with me too much.
Yeah, that's right. One of the, I'm hoping to read out at some point during the next hour something to blow your minds about was there ever nothing, you know, before the Big Bang? What was there? Try and imagine, try and get your head around the nothingness that was there before the Big Bang or before the universe created. It's interesting. And I'll read it out in a bit.
Okay.
And the time's right. I can read out a couple of coincidences here online as well.
That'd be great. But let's take a break.
Yes, please.
So that we can get a drink and just take a little break.
Give me some Mountain Dew. Sponsors of NASCAR.
We're going to take a break, guys, and this is the Broken Earth Radio Show. If anybody wants to give us a call in, the number is 347-215-8421, you know, to talk about today's topic, give some sort of a reading or an update. And we'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
My name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of enlightened down-home conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
And we are back. So today's... Hello.
Oh, what? I just closed a page that I was using. No. Hold on a second. Let me get it back.
Okay. Today's topic is about Turkey Day and things we're grateful for and, of course, some coincidences, synchronicity, you know, and what does that mean to you? So anyone who wants to call in to talk about those things or if you have any updates to share, you know, the number you can call is 347-215-8421. Did you find your page?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't you share with us what's going on your page?
Okay. Well, it was just a couple of some coincidences here, which were interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. On July the 28th, 1900, the King of Italy, Umberto, Umberto the First, was having dinner in a restaurant in the city of Monza. It turned out later that the restaurant's owner looked identical to the king. The restaurant's owner's name was Umberto. His wife's name was the same name as the queen's, and the restaurant was opened on the same date as the king's inauguration. The restaurant owner, Umberto, was shot dead the next day. So was King Umberto.
Wow.
Interesting. Unless somebody thought that the restaurant owner was King Umberto and shot him and then realized it wasn't. Next one, let's have a look. On the 26th of November 1911, three men were hanged at Greenberry Hill in London after being convicted of the murder of Sir Edmund Berry. Their names were Green, Berry, and Hill.
Be quiet.
Okay. There's one here, actually, about Anthony Hopkins.
Uh-huh.
It was actually in the film we watched last night. Mm-hmm. Did you hear some banging then?
Last night?
No, just then, like somebody knocking on a door.
No.
I wonder if that was caused. It sounds like somebody knocking on a door. That was really weird. I hope that's caught on the archive show anyway.
I didn't hear it.
You weren't messing around with your mic, were you?
I wasn't messing... I don't think so.
It didn't sound like it. It sounded like knock, 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 like three knocks. I wonder if anybody listening heard that. That was weird.
That is weird.
Anyway, where was I? Anthony Hopkins, actor Anthony Hopkins, was delighted to hear that he'd landed a leading role in a film based on the book The Girl from Petrovka by George Pfeiffer. A few days after signing the contract, Hopkins traveled to London to buy a copy of the book. He tried several bookshops, but there wasn't one to be had. Waiting at Leicester Square Underground for his train home, he noticed a book apparently discarded on a bench. Incredibly, it was The Girl from Petrovka. That in itself would have been a coincidence enough, but in fact it was merely the beginning of an extraordinary chain of events. 2 years later, in the middle of filming Vienna, Hopkins was visited by George Pfeiffer, the author. Pfeiffer mentioned that he did not have a copy of his own book. He had lent the last one, containing his own annotations, to a friend who had lost it somewhere in London. With mounting astonishment, Hopkins handed Pfeiffer the book that he'd found. "Is this the one?" he asked. With the notes scribbled in the margins, it was the same book. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It is.
Let's have a look. A British officer, Major Summerford, while fighting in the fields of Flanders in February 1918, was knocked off his horse by a flash of lightning and paralyzed from the waist down. Summerfold retired and moved to Vancouver. One day in 1924, as he finished alongside a river, fished alongside a river, lightning hit the tree he was sitting under and paralyzed his right side. Poor man. 2 years later, Summerfield was sufficiently recovered that he was able to take walks in a local park. He was walking there one summer day in 1930 when a lightning bolt smashed into him, permanently paralyzing him. He died 2 years later, but lightning sought him out one last time. 4 years later, during a storm, lightning struck a cemetery and destroyed a tombstone. The deceased buried here? It was Major Summerfield.
He was fighting in the fields of Flanders.
Yeah.
There are so many F's in that one sentence.
I know, yeah. Did I get it right? Did I say it right? In February. He was fighting in the fields of Flanders in February.
And it was flashes
and a flash
of lightning.
Of lightning.
While he was fishing.
Yeah, fishing. Alongside a sliver.
Oh, that's nuts.
There's a big list about Lincoln and Kennedy, JF Kennedy,
right.
On here. A lot of different things there.
Those coincidences about the letters and their names and all that kind of...
Yeah, like
yeah.
The assassins and the deaths, you know.
Right.
They both had lazy eye muscles. You know, I get a lazy eye when I'm really drunk. My eye kind of drifts off to the left a bit. I think my left one. So if you see me in photos, I'm looking at the camera and I'm looking like at the person behind the camera at the same time. It's weird.
You know, I've never really seen you drunk.
That's because when I get drunk, I'm exactly the same. I could be drunk now and you wouldn't know.
I'm not the same when I have had a few drinks.
Because I can handle my... I didn't used to be.
I just talk.
Well, you let me know when you're ready for me to go into the depths of the universe and what was before.
Well, go for it. Go for it.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, this is, you know, was there ever nothing? So a lot of people haven't even thought what's beyond our moon before, you know. They haven't even, you know, wanted to get that far or, you know, too busy wondering, you know, when the next episode of Geordie Shore or the Kardashians is going to be on next year. So...
I wish that I could think about things like that. Seriously, it would be easier if the only thing that you were concerned about was, you know, just
what's on TV next,
and just little things like that, you know.
Right. Okay. A thought journey on the beginning of time and the origin of the universe. Have you ever thought about the beginning? What is that you say? You know, whatever it is that showed up first, or whatever it was that was here first, at the earliest moment in time. Have you ever strained your brain to think about that? Wait a minute, you say. Isn't it possible that in the beginning there was nothing? Isn't it possible that gazillions of years ago there wasn't anything at all? That's certainly a theory to consider, so let's consider it, but first by a way of analogy. Let's say you have a large room. It's fully enclosed and it's about the size of a football field. The room is locked permanently and it has no doors or windows and no holes in its walls. Inside the room, there is nothing, absolutely nothing. Not a particle of anything, no air at all, no dust at all, no light at all. It's a sealed room that's pitch black inside. Then what happens? Well, let's say your goal is to get something, anything at all, into the room. But the rules are, you can't use anything from outside the room to do that. So what do you do? Well, you think, what if I tried to create a spark inside the room? Then the room would have a light in it, even just for a moment. That would qualify as something. Yes, but you are outside the room, so that's not allowed. But you say, what if I could teleport something into the room, like in Star Trek? Again, that's not allowable, because you'd be using things from outside the room. Here again is the dilemma. You have to get something inside the room using only what's in the room. And in this case, what's in the room is nothing. Well, you say maybe a tiny particle of something will just show up inside the room if given enough time. There's three problems with this theory. First, time by itself doesn't do anything. Things happen over time, but it's not time that makes things happen. For example, if you wait 15 minutes for cookies to bake, it's not the 15 minutes that bakes them, it's the heat in the oven. If you set them on the counter for 15 minutes, they're not going to bake. In our analogy, we've got a fully enclosed room with absolutely nothing in it. Waiting 15 minutes will not, in and of itself, change the situation. Well, you say, what if we wait eons? An eon is merely a bunch of 15-minute segments, all pressed together. If you waited an eon with your cookies on the counter, would the eon bake them? Right, I'm going as slow as I can because it can be a lot to take in this. So,
yeah. Right, I'm listening.
The second problem is this. Why would anything just show up in the empty room? It would need a reason why it came to be, but there is nothing inside the room at all. So what's to stop that from remaining the case? There would be nothing inside the room to cause something to show up, and yet the reason must come from inside the room. Well, you say, what about a tiny particle or something? Wouldn't that have a greater chance of materializing in the room than something larger, like, for example, a football? That brings up the third problem, size. Like time, size is an abstract. It's relative. Let's say you have three baseballs, all ranging in size. One is 10 feet wide, one is 5 feet wide, one is normal size. Which one is more likely to materialize in the room? The normal size baseball? No. It would be the same likelihood for all three. The size wouldn't matter. It's not the issue. The issue is whether or not any baseball of any size could just show up in our sealed empty room. If you don't think the smallest baseball could just show up in the room, no matter how much time passed, then you must conclude that the same thing even for an atom. Size is not an issue. The likelihood of a small particle materializing without cause is no different than a refrigerator materializing without cause. Now let's stretch our analogy further, literally. Let's take our large pitch black room and remove its walls. And let's extend the room so it goes on infinitely in all directions. There is nothing outside the room because the room is all there is, period. The black infinite room has no light, no dust, no particles of any kind, no air, no elements, no molecules. It's absolute nothingness. In fact, we can call it absolutely nothing. So here's the question. If originally, bazillions of years ago, there was absolutely nothing, wouldn't there be absolutely nothing now? Yes, the something, no matter how small, cannot come from absolutely nothing. We would still have absolutely nothing. What does that tell us? That absolutely nothing ever existed. Why? Because if absolutely nothing ever existed, there would still be absolutely nothing. If absolutely nothing ever existed, there would not be anything outside it to cause the existence of anything. Again, if absolutely nothing never existed, there would still be absolutely nothing. However, something exists. Actually, many things exist. You, for example, are something that exists, a very important something. Therefore, you are proof that absolutely nothing never existed. Now, if absolutely nothing never existed, that means there was always a time when there was at least something in existence. What was it? Was it one thing or many things? Was it an atom, a particle, a molecule, a football, a mutant baseball, a refrigerator, some cookies? Now, let me stop there for a minute because I don't know where this goes from here.
that's you know what that I mean, it's basically saying that, you know, that just for something, for things to appear out of nowhere is not possible. So there's always been something somewhere.
Yeah. So I mean, it does continue. I could save it for another time.
But you know what? It's giving me some anxiety right now.
I thought it would. You know, I thought it would. And I imagine a lot of people have probably turned off their radios because their minds imploded.
Well, it's like, you know, something does have to honestly come from someplace.
So when you say to yourself, somebody says, "What's in that room?" You go, "Nothing." That's not true. What are you up to? Nothing. You're doing something because absolutely nothing never existed.
Well, you know, in Prometheus, in the movie Prometheus, Earth or whatever was created by that person or whatever, the humanoid that...
Well, was it the Earth that was created, or was it humans were created?
I think that it was probably just life, not like animals.
On the plant, yeah, right, okay.
Not plant life, but like animal life. All animal life was created because something disintegrated into the water, and then it stuff crawled out from the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't like, then the humanoids didn't like what was happening with mankind, and we're going to come and cut it off.
Right. Sounds about right. Sounds plausible.
Okay, let's take a break.
Need to rest my voice. I think I'm starting to lose my voice.
We're going to take a relaxing break, actually. We're going to take a few minutes to relax. And if anybody wants to call in and talk about our subjects, which are about things that we're grateful for, coincidences, synchronicity. If anybody has had a reading with us before and wants to give talk about what's been going on, or just any issues at all, we're here. The number is 347-215-8421. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. And also add us to your Facebook page, like us rather on your Facebook page, Broken Earth Radio. Or you can reach me, Psychic Nunu, on Facebook as well. If you need to get in touch with Bill for his healing abilities, you can reach him at BillDoyle@live.com. That's BillDoyle@live.com.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Bill with Nunu. We are talking about strange coincidences. Remember, if you want to give us a call, the number is 347-215-8421. If it's something off subject, anything you want to share with us, an update from a previous reading, then give us a call. So, is your mind still working after that insight into was there ever nothing?
Huh?
I guess that's a no. Pretty sure I didn't read it all.
I just, you know, it's weird because it feels very, I mean, there's something about that whole thing that I feel like I've heard it before, but I know I haven't heard it before, but it's probably something that everyone has sort of thought about.
Not everybody.
Or maybe I did try to read it at some point.
No, I think I started reading it out to you once and had to stop, didn't I?
Is that one of the times that you had to stop?
Yeah. But I understand why people get all comfortable about, you know, thinking about these kind of things, because it's something your mind's not used to dealing with. And I hate to think about people, you know, I was going to say very earth-based people who are just very, you know, boxed in with their lives and what's going on immediately around them, how they deal with something like that. But maybe it wouldn't even compute with them. But I love those kind of things because it really does make you think about, you know, it opens your mind up or makes it shut down from shock. What's going on? I don't understand.
I guess it's easier for some people to just not think about it, or just to be comfortable with one day somebody said, let there be light, and then it was. You know what I mean? It's just easier to believe that. And it's okay.
People will be going off telling people, that was this Bill on that Broken Earth radio show that said we all evolved from baseballs. They're all three different sizes.
And refrigerators.
Yeah, and cookies.
And
cooking himself. What's that all about? Crazy.
He's absolutely nuts. But, you know, I kind of wanted to go back to the subject that we were talking about earlier about treating people well and how to treat people and trying to treat people right. But it's, of course, we know it's not just about people. It's also about our land, being responsible for that, being responsible for, even the least of us, which is it's a very difficult thing for me to say the least of us, because it means that you're taking away or diminishing the value of someone.
Yeah.
But what I mean by the least of us is not somebody who's less than anyone else, but just people who can't protect themselves or people who can't take care of themselves, you know, like children, or just, you know, anyone who just it doesn't have the capability, or even, you know, whether it's mental or physical, you know, we are as good as we treat each other. You know, I haven't seen Lincoln, the movie, the new movie Lincoln, but I do know because I saw a little snippet and he was one of the little, what part of the story is that he was, reading about kind of like basically the sum of men, about how we're all created equally. And if you are equal to someone or something in weight, then doesn't that make you equal to that person, period? You know what I mean? It's just the logic of equality.
Right.
So that's an idea of treating people well, treating people right, because, you know, we're, you know, equal to each other. and you know, giving someone the same respect as you would give yourself or even people that you care for. Some people have issues with that, but we're not talking about that. We're just talking about we're not talking about the problem. We're trying to talk about, you know, a solution of just being fair, treating people well, treating people with compassion, treating people with divine love, and not a barter type of love like some relationships are based upon trade, but just about, you know, treating people well because it's just the right thing to do.
Well, so, it's that saying, you know, treat us as you would want to be treated. And I was thinking about that a few minutes ago, and I thought to myself, well, what if somebody was like some sort of sadomasochist? I like to get beaten every day. You know what I mean? It doesn't really work out. But I guess it's, you know, we all have that voice inside us, our conscience. We all know what's right and wrong. And some of us choose not to listen to it. Sometimes it's difficult to hear that voice. And it tells us, it gives us guidance through the day. The voice is there guiding us every day. Some people choose to listen to it, some people don't. But sometimes it's difficult because you've got your head telling you one thing, your heart telling you another, and this other voice inside you saying, do this. It's like having a multiple personality.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. But I don't think there's any more coincidences that I can share on here. There is, let's have a look. Well, here's one. In 1899, a bolt of lightning killed a man as he stood in his backyard in Toronto, Italy. Where? 30 years later, his son was killed in the same way, in the same place on October. Ah, sorry. That's it. My mind's just imploded. Let me start again.
Because Toronto's not in Italy.
What?
Toronto's in Canada.
I know. It's spelled T-A-R-A-N-T-O. Toronto?
Maybe it's Toronto.
I'll just say Italy. Hi, my name's Bill. In 1899, a bolt of lightning killed a man as he stood in his backyard in Italy. 30 years later, his son was killed in the same way and in the same place. On October 8, 1949, the grandson, the first victim, and the son of the second became the third. Whoa.
Wow.
Even that last sentence was enough to blow my mind and forget the rest of the story. The grandson of the first victim and the son of the second became the third. The inhabitants of Dumfriesshire were watching a scene in the film Around the World in 18 Days where a hot air balloon was about to take off. Their TV sets went off due to a power cut. Nearby power lines had been damaged. A hot air balloon had crashed into them.
Oh my goodness.
Let's see. Well, Oregon's Columbian newspaper announced the winning pick four lottery numbers for June 28th, 2000 in advance. The newspapers had intended to print the previous set of winning numbers, but printed those for the state of Virginia, namely 6, 8, 5, and 5. In the next Oregon lottery, those same numbers were drawn.
Huh. Is that a coincidence?
I don't know. My mind went. The ones they accidentally printed, which were the numbers for Virginia, were the numbers that actually came out on the next lottery four. So if people had chosen the numbers that they printed too early by mistake, which were for Virginia, they would have won the lottery.
Crazy talk. If anybody wants to call in, the number is 347. 877-215-8421. We did have some people on earlier call in, and I was, and every single time I'm about to, you know, say let's take a call, they hang up. So we haven't had a single caller today.
Maybe they got stage fright.
Maybe they did.
It's a scary place up on this stage.
It is.
Well, no, it's not.
It's freaking me out.
Is there anything else you wanted to touch on? Any subjects in particular? Was there any coincidences you found that shared? Should I just mention chemtrails briefly?
Well, you just totally wiped my brain out with that thing earlier. Really, I hate it when you do that.
Well, you just sit there. Something I wanted to touch on, because I mentioned the spa team and what else did I mention? Nope, I haven't mentioned that yet. Because, you know, it's affecting people's health and it's useful information to people, you know. So, chemtrails. Now, chemtrails, some people are going to know what they are, some people aren't. There's contrails, aeroplanes flying through the sky. They produce contrails, which is water vapor. And usually, if it's contrail, it leaves a bit of a trail behind and it's gone within a few seconds or a minute or something. But have you ever noticed, and, you know, notice this, there used to be a lot of clear blue sunny days when I was younger, when I was a lad. And these days, it's very rare that you get a clear blue sky without any white lines going across it. I think a lot of people think that the clouds,
right,
or chemtrails are supposedly chemicals being poured out the back of these aircraft, and they hang around all day. I've seen this. The plane goes over and it's there all day. And the sky is ruined. Some beautiful mornings are ruined by the chemtrails being produced from aircraft. And they should go after a couple of minutes at the most, but they hang around all day and they get larger and larger as they fall towards the earth. And they just block out the sun. And I don't know if anybody else has noticed, but some days when there's a haze of these over the sun, it feels weird. It's not enjoyable to sit outside. It feels uncomfortable, and I don't know the word to use, but there's a documentary called, is it What in the World Are They Spraying, or What on Earth Are They Spraying, which is about them, and it's been shown that there is barium and aluminium in these chemtrails that have been that are in the air, which isn't good for us in large amounts. You know, it's actually been linked to Alzheimer's, and fluoride actually increases the amount of aluminium absorbed in the body, and fluoride is in the water.
Mm.
And excess aluminium in the system, in our bodies, has been linked to Alzheimer's. But let me get back to the aluminium. It's in the soil. It's affecting the way plants are growing. It's not good for us. There's actually patents or patents online for these chemtrail systems for aeroplanes.
Hmm.
So, I mean, is there not enough proof as it is?
Mhm. I believe it.
You know,
I remember there was one of these I don't know if you ever saw these in the school that you went to, where they would show like these little movies that were made back in the late 50s or early 60s or whatever, and they would like the movies for children. Or like,
right,
not even full, but like FYI, like, you know, so you can know things. And they had this one thing where they were telling people that they were going to be spraying, you know, the chemicals, you know, in people's yards or, you know, through the area. And they were saying that it was completely safe. and they had some children in the classroom, and they were spraying them down with the stuff.
What?
In the classroom, they would spray. Yeah, they would show like, but these are, they're like black and white, like Leave It to Beaver type things, but they're you know, just it, so that you'll know what's going on, and or you know, just a way to like they would play them before movies and stuff like that,
right?
Or play them at school. But they had children lined up in their little dresses and their little jeans, you know, and like Leave It to Beaver kids, and they were spraying them down, and they were like, "See, we're totally fine." Woo-hoo.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if they did the same for mace. What was I going to say?
You wanted to say did the same thing for mace.
Yeah. One of the theories for chemtrails is weather control.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is population control. Either way, it's all about control.
Right.
It even looks like some people have taken photos of these chemtrail formations, like the pilots are trying to tell us something. Some of them do like an X in the cloud,
right,
or go around in circles. I'm sure some people out there would have heard about it. Everybody's got their views on it. Some people think it's absurd. But I said, what in the world are they spraying? And it's a good documentary with some good evidence there. And not only that, they're bringing out another one as well, but I can't remember what it's called. I think it's like a follow-up program to it. I think there's actually some pilots that have come forward, actually, who've admitted to being the pilots for these chemtrail spraying aircraft.
Mm.
So, there you go.
I got to ask you a question.
Ask me a question?
I got to ask you something. When, and I know that I may sound completely dumb to somebody out there, but it wouldn't be the first time.
Well, if I don't know the answer, I'm going to sound dumb as well. No.
Mace.
Yeah.
Is mace that people, they spray on people, the same as the, what they cook with?
Yeah, a pepper spray, isn't it? Yeah, mace is, yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah, because I was telling you the day, my mum was making, I made a like, big pork pie, and she put mace in it, and people use it as the ingredients. I'm pretty sure,
right,
it's the same thing they use for, you know, mace spray, and it was very overpowering flavor to it, you see.
Right.
And
It's supposed to think, I think it's sweet and also kind of, it's just strong, like a peppery.
Yeah.
And so mace and pepper spray, which are different things, are still kind of the same thing.
Yeah, well, as far as I'm aware. But, yeah, I've been wrong before, once.
Everybody, if you want to give us a call, we have about 15 minutes left to the show. Well, actually, and about 10 just to talk. But I'm going to play another song, take a little break, and so after that we may only have about 5. But the number to call us at is 347-215-8421. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show, and I'm about to play a song by one of my favorite, literally one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, composers, that is. It's Elik Sautier, and this is just check it out. I think you'll like it.
Thank you.
And we're back. It was nice and peaceful.
Yes.
So, what are you thinking?
Not a lot. You know, I mean, covered some good stuff today. Good things. A long week, rest of the week ahead of me. Work-wise, got the worst Christmas party coming up next month. That's going to be good. And I'm not working the next day. About 3 years in a row.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know. I'm about to work the next day. So I'm going to go out and I won't have to worry about, you know, what time it is, or, you know, I've had too much now. You know what I mean? I just go out and be responsible, but continue to drink. And I know my limit.
You do?
Yeah.
You know your limits, because some people don't know theirs.
You know, one year Christmas party, we were at the race course here in Chester, mm-hmm. and we had like two tables for the, you know, for the whole building. And for our dealership, but there was like hundreds of tables and there was thousands of people. Like it was like a big convention where all these people from all different places were having their Christmas parties inside this massive marquee tent thing. It was huge and there was thousands of people in there, loads of tables. And I got very drunk that year, and I made the mistake of just having the starter, some soup, and then piling loads of beer on top of it, and then double vodka Red Bulls. Anyway, I knew I was drunk because the bloke at the front with the microphone, he had a band and stuff playing. He says, anybody's birthday, Dave? Is anybody's birthday? Stand up. So I stood up on the chair and made these thousands of people sing happy birthday to me. Even though my birthday wasn't until April.
Right.
So... yeah, I know. People know when I'm drunk because whenever I go to sit down at a table, I knock a load of beer bottles over or drinks. But it's been a while since I've been like that. But it's I look forward to it because I don't have to work the next day.
Right. Somebody in the chat room asks, do you do spirit guide channeling? And your spirit guide is always with you, so you don't really have to channel them. But if you're not sure about how to quite talk to them, one of the easiest ways that I can tell you to do this, in the morning when you wake up or whenever it is that you wake up, just listen to what you hear, because that's the closest that you're going to be to your guides, you know, that you can just hear what they say.
And so, they can come up in readings, can they, with through the tarot?
Well, because of the work that I do, since I work with guides, period, when I do... indigo healing. I don't know what indigo healing is, dear.
Well, I've heard of indigo healing.
I mean, I've heard of indigo stuff, but the thing is, I think it's all the same thing. So I don't know what she means by indigo healing.
So I think they'll probably need to get in contact with you.
Yeah, just probably get in touch with me.
Probably. On Facebook, you know. Or
Higher Consciousness. Sweetheart, Higher Consciousness, do you mean, I'm just trying to figure out what their interpretation of these things are, because this is how I live. So,
well,
I mean,
it sounds like, you know, they either need to give us a call next week or, you know, send a couple of messages to you.
Yeah. If you want to get in touch with us on the, you know, through Facebook, it's Broken Earth on Facebook, or even just Psychic Nunu. But like I said, this is just how I live. So the things that you're talking about, the separation of one thing from the next, you know, that.
I'm sure some guidance will be able to. You know,
yeah.
Be, guide you.
Right. And I'm just wondering what you can tell. My name is Christopher. Oh, Christopher's a fella. Okay, just wondering what you can.
I was gonna say, it could be a guy.
Right. Well.
We're running out of time today, aren't we?
Yeah, we are running out of time. Out of time. So just get in touch with me on Facebook if you have any questions that you want to, you know, talk about. Any direction that, you know, I can kind of help you get into to open up some things for yourself. But really, there should be no difference in the way that you walk your steps and the way and the things that you're talking about right now. It's all the same thing. It should be how you live. However, we're how much time do we have left?
We have about 5 minutes, I think.
About 5 minutes left. So, you know, we're here every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK. And, you know, just seriously, get in touch with me on Facebook and I can get you in the right direction or just at least teach you some good techniques so that you can hear what you need to hear. But it's just, you know, try to get yourself into a position where you can just live quietly so that you can hear the right things and not the things on the outside. And that's the easy. The best advice, rather, I can give you just here offhand. But we've had a great show. This is Broken Earth, and I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Listen to us in the archives. We have lots and lots of shows. This show has been about the things that we're grateful for. And
a few other things as well. Throw it in there.
Coincidence.
Fire team, chemtrails, coincidences. Before the Big Bang, but a lot of stuff, actually.
Right.
A lot of stuff to keep you, to feed your mind over the next few days.
Oops.
Whoa. Sounds like Desert Errata.
It started up.
But, yeah, thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show. Give us feedback if you can. Don't forget to contact us, either Facebook or email, BillDoyle@live.com. Psychic Nunu, Facebook, Broken Earth, web. That's it. My mind's gone. Broken Earth, thing.
We'll see you guys next week. Thanks a whole lot.
Bye.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste. And remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals. And everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.